Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome inside the Celtics Life podcast. I'm Justin Quinn here with a very, very, very surprised podcast that I don't think really any of us saw coming. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I am speaking about the just completed trade for Kyrie Irving that sends Isaiah Thomas over to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's quite unexpected, and I'm here doing a solo pod just to try to get you up to speed on it. Please excuse any sound quality or other issues that are going on. This is very ad hoc, and we just want to make sure that we have this to you as soon as we possibly could. So, the essence of what's going on here, for those of you who haven't been keeping up, Isaiah Thomas is being sent along with, presumptively, if the reporting is correct, Ante Zizic and Jay Crowder, as well as the 2018 Brooklyn pick. My first reaction to this trade for just Kyrie Irving, who is reportedly waiving his trade kicker in order to make the deal happen, is a very uncomfortable feeling. On one hand, I understand the logic behind it from the side of the Celtics. This deal would end up saving them the trouble of risking re-signing Thomas to a deal that may end up being a bad one by the end of it, depending on how his health ends up being and depending on how his play ends up being affected as a result. And this gives them an extra year. Kyrie Irving is under contract for, I think, about $18 million, if memory serves, for another 2 years with a third-year player option for two seasons after this one. So next season, he's under contract, like upcoming season, the season after that. And then the third season is a player option. Presumptively speaking, Kyrie Irving would be interested in sticking around longer than that if the deal makes sense, as much sense as I think it would have to for Danny Ainge to take such a big risk in trading away one of the best deals in the league in Jay Crowder's deal, who's making just under $7 million next season and starting. You know, he's a starting caliber player. He's not an outstanding starter by any means, but considering how much he's making, it's one of the best deals in the leagues. And in my opinion, it's in and of itself is basically worth a first-round pick, particularly to a team like the Cavaliers, who are currently staring down one of the biggest luxury taxes in the history of the league, if not the biggest, depending on how they end their season. The deal is reported, according to Bobby Marks, I'm not even sure where he is these days, but I think he's with ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he reports that would save about $19 million for the Cavaliers, which is, I'm assuming, the primary reason the Cavaliers are doing what they're doing. This would give them an opportunity to make one final run for the title with Isaiah Thomas being not much of a step down and Jay Crowder being probably better than any potential wings they have on the roster at the moment, though not by much. And this would really help them with their flexibility as well as their you know, immense tax bill that they're staring at. So I can understand it from their perspective. The other great thing for the Cavaliers is the Thomas contract ends at the end of the season. So he'll be free to go wherever he wants. And they can get their rebuild started if LeBron James moves on. But there's also the possibility, if they are successful, that they can keep the band together and keep moving forward. Personally, I don't really think that this necessarily makes them a slam dunk to be as good or better than the Celtics next season, just because of the fact that we don't know how Thomas is going to respond to healing after his injury to his hip last season during the playoffs and just before the playoffs. And we don't know how the team is going to react to the injection of new talent. So before we make any like strong pronouncements about how this is going to affect the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Boston Celtics, I think it's going to have to be at least a wait-and-see situation. There may be moves coming also on top of what we've already seen. It's hard to say, but this really seems to be on the part of the Celtics a move to kind of shore up and solidify their trade assets, if not for competing next year, for making sure that they still have something worth trading after next season, and also acquiring a player who is more along the timeline of what they're working with at 25 years old with Kyrie Irving compared to Isaiah Thomas being 28 years old. So I can understand how that makes sense on their part. Ante Zizic is, you know, a little bit of a disappointment so far, but it's really, really early yet, so I really can't say whether or not this is going to be a significant component to the deal. I'm kind of surprised that the Brooklyn pick was the pick that ended up going in. To me, it seemed like something lesser, even as low as a Boston pick, given what we were getting here, would be perfectly acceptable. With that said, I'm not entirely certain that this is necessarily going to be a bad deal, just because the Brooklyn pick is not necessarily guaranteed to be a great pick. I mean, it's probably going to be a top five pick. It's got the potential to do that, but with the moves that the Nets have made this season, this offseason, there's a very decent chance that they will end up being a late lottery team, falling into the middle of the lottery somewhere, depending on how things shake out. It's not necessarily going to happen for them either, but with the situation being what it is, I understand the idea behind the move in that regard. I don't have too many other things to add at present. This is, you know, a really uncomfortable situation for me, considering all what we witnessed in terms of recruiting, in terms of the death of his sister, in terms of the sacrifices he's made on the court, and the success he's brought the Celtics. This is a really big surprise to me, and I think a lot of us, and it's going to take a lot of time for me to process this, but it's real, it's happened, it's not a rumor. You know, a lot of people were anticipating this happening, and it's happened. So, that's where we're at. We'll have some more news for you. Keep an eye out on the site. We've got a lot of new writers. Stephen Tidings has been covering most of this stuff, and it's been really, really great to have these new guys helping us out. Getting through the off season, you know, some of us do like to try to take a little bit of a break here and there when we get a chance. So these guys have been really helping us out with that. So thanks to them. And as always, don't hesitate to contact us if you have any kind of a complaint or a suggestion or interesting with advertising with a podcast. You can leave us a message here or tweet us with the hashtag CLPod and we'll be sure to follow it up. You can listen to the podcast on any podcatcher app. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And please give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. If you don't like what you hear, hit us up with a message here on the article that you're probably listening to this on, if you heard it, or if you encountered this on the Celtics Life website. You can use the Twitter hashtag CLPod that I mentioned. You can put it in any article on Celtics Life. We'll get it. With that, I'm going to let you go. I'm sure none of us were expecting this, and I'll let myself and the rest of you get back to everything else that's going on in our lives, which, hey, we got something to talk about in August, right? Take care, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.